The title of my message today is Human Nature Can Be Changed. And the reading is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you for the gift of repentance, which implements the transformation in our souls and causes us to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. In Jesus' name, amen. In common with many other words, this word repent or repentance is constantly in need of redefinition and application. It is used over 80 times in the Bible. At the head of the Christian gospel, we have such words as grace, atonement, faith, love, which take their place alongside this word, repent. Let me explain. To get the true meaning of this word for use in this day and age, we need to go way back to understand the original interpretation of the Greek word for repentance. It has never been a popular word, but history teaches that it is always central to any true reformation. The root of the word repentance is in a Greek word called metanoia, meaning to change one's mind. At first, it had no moral content, and a man could change his mind about anything without implying that he had sinned or needed forgiveness. As time went by, the word took on a new meaning and a new depth of power. It was the keynote of John the Baptist's message as recorded in Matthew chapter 3, which is a message of judgment followed by transformation. Repentance is a natural response to the threat of certain condemnation. This might seem quite negative to us, and yet Jesus himself said that there was no greater man than John the Baptist. Indeed, our opening scripture reveals that Jesus pursued this theme of repentance. And by doing so, he was signaling to us that we should find out what he meant by it, and also what it involves. Let's be quite clear then. Repentance is not just remorse, feeling sorry that we have acted in a certain way. It confronts us with the need to change the direction we're going in and avoid the uncomfortable consequences. We have said that the Greek word metanoia means to change one's mind. Let's look at the impact of this word by comparing it with another Greek root word, metamorphosis, which literally means a change of form. When a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it has experienced a metamorphosis. In other words, a complete change. The insect, which was once a caterpillar, is no longer recognizable as such. Similarly, when a man or woman has undergone an experience of repentance, metanoia, a change of mind, he becomes literally a different person, inasmuch that his whole personality has been transformed. but his form outwardly remains the same. So we see that repentance is not just an admission that we have been wrong in the past, but it is also a platform from which we launch out to act in a different way in the future. The essence of sin is having the wrong goal in life. It is not only missing the mark, it is shooting at the wrong target. Our human nature beguiles us of not having a sense of consciousness of God's plan or purpose for our lives, and so by not fully knowing with conviction what we are doing or where we are going. Well, what can this mean in a practical way? If John the Baptist or Jesus were here today with their call to repentance, maybe they would condemn the idea that real life is a matter of pleasure with no responsibility. Their call would mean a call away from selfish pleasure to consider the welfare of others, and would also cause us to reconsider our preoccupation with the present, a factor closely tied in with the priority we have given to the pleasure industry. Many of us in this day and age want everything now. In other words, straight away. This fact is part of the symbol of our time, which can be found in technological advances that give us instant coffee, instant meals, and the constant usage of computers and smartphones, etc. When we look at all these wonderful advances and carry the instant principle to the point of dismissing any goals that cannot be realized in an instant, we need to repent. Those who refuse to do so miss the true perspective of life. They go from place to place, from one thing to another, not heading in any particular direction and never arriving at any set goal. What a pity that repentance has so often been misunderstood. Repentance is a gift from God to humanity, so we can review our relationship with Him. And this is why Jesus came. He Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The goal of repentance is reconciliation with the Father. In order to achieve that, we need to have our human nature changed and aligned with God. Jesus helps us to do that. In doing so, He helps us to change our attitude of heart and mind from being ego-centered and focused toward God. This is a process which only Jesus can successfully help us to achieve. This is the only way, the only truth, and the only life to reach the goal of repentance. You can see, therefore, that repentance is a positive thing and not negative. If I say to someone, "Repent," I imply that I think he can change and change for the better. I show concern by holding up an ideal which I believe he can reach. People who have studied humanity have long argued about whether man is essentially good or bad. Some say that human nature is totally depraved and that left to his own devices, man is only capable of evil. Others believe man is essentially good. The truth is that man has great potential for good or evil, and he has often accomplished both. He has been given the freedom to choose between good and evil, but his choice is never final. He is always free to change. In other words, repentance is a fundamental possibility in the nature of man. Human nature can be changed. When Jesus said, "Repent and believe the gospel," he was affirming that the best way is the way of love. More than this, he gave men hope by showing them what they could become. And often this hope led them to repentance. Men like Zacchaeus, who had compromised himself by making himself rich at the expense of the poor, and was radically transformed when Jesus revealed his confidence in him. Zacchaeus repented because of the hope that Jesus held out to him. Sadly, there were others, like the rich young ruler in Matthew chapter 19, who refused to repent. They did not understand that not only does Jesus expose the present condition of the human heart, he also reveals its future potential. In the end, they crucified him, hoping to remove the need for repentance. They were mistaken. The message of hope is that no one need to be the victim of the past. Change is possible. Neither the evil pressures from outside us, nor the carnal nature inside of us, need destroy us. By the grace of God, we can overcome them both if we turn to face Jesus Christ, who is our example, inspiration, and strength. Repentance, then, is a glorious word of hope and challenge. We can choose to be what we were meant to be. The Lord says through Moses in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." God speaks to us, saying today, here, now, with these words and the words of Jesus in Matthew 7, verse 13, about two gates, a narrow gate and a wide gate, symbolizing life and death, blessings and curses. Repent. Believe the gospel and choose life today. This is the instant act that really matters, that can change your human nature for the better. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is
since you've been gone, life's not the same. The question that haunts me, will I see you again? Why did you go? I will never know. You're not around to help me rid of this pain. The horizon seems so far away. A thousand years and a day. Now all I have are memories within. They are my friends, like the echoes in the wind. I wish you well, wherever you are. your